Well, let's talk about another issue that's affecting the state of Michigan, and in particular the Great Lakes, Lake Erie, and the algae bloom that impacted the region so badly last summer that the city of Toledo had to shut down its public water supply, basically tell people, do not drink the water. There was a huge run on bottled water in Toledo and southeast Michigan. People were extremely concerned. This year, the toxic bloom wasn't necessarily any better. The city of Toledo was just a little bit better prepared and was able to provide its citizens with safe drinking water. But to talk to us about this problem is Frank Salacy. He is with the National Wildlife Federation. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Frank.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Frank Salacy, and they had to call the National Guard in Toledo, quite candidly, it looked like. It was a state of emergency.
Now, the problem this past summer wasn't as bad as the summer prior, correct?
Well, the toxicity of the algal bloom in Lake Erie was not as severe. But in fact, the bloom, the actual algal bloom itself, is larger than last year, and they've been trending larger since they became a nuisance again. Over the course of the past 12 or 13 years.
And what causes this algae bloom is essentially rainfall is washing the phosphorus from fields, farm fields, basically corn fields, what have you, into Lake Erie. And so it's this fertilizer that basically kind of accumulates. It doesn't go away. It doesn't dissipate. It's phosphorus. It's an element. So it just kind of stays in the lake, kind of groups together, and you get these large blooms. That's basically what's causing this, right?
Well, I mean, to be accurate and to be fair to all the constituencies out there, including to our friends in the agriculture sector, there are a fair number of sources of phosphorus that gets into waterways and allows the algal blooms to feed, wastewater treatment plants, whether that be the Detroit Wastewater Facility or the Toledo Wastewater Facility. It puts out a fairly regulated amount of phosphorus. Those are under strict regulation by the EPA, but the wastewater treatment facilities do put out a base load of phosphorus. In addition, septic tanks out in townships, when septic tanks fail, human sewage leaches out, and that phosphorus makes its way into waterways and out into the lake as well, and you might be surprised to know that there's a fairly high rate of failing septic tanks along the western basin of Lake Erie. Two-thirds of the problem does come from runoff from fields, and that is true for the row cropper fields such as corn and soybeans, but also from concentrated animal facilities, whether that be a dairy, hogs, or chickens. Human waste is pretty highly regulated. Animal waste, believe it or not, can be fairly unregulated. That waste has to go somewhere. Some of it goes into containment facilities. Some of it gets spread on fields. And because there is an increasing amount of heavy rainfall events, the animal waste that's spread on fields as fertilizer does get blown out into ditches, into rivers, and on into the lake, providing that phosphorus you mentioned that the algal blooms feed on. And when the algal blooms die, they release microcystin, which is a toxin, which is more harmful to you than cyanide, believe it or not.
Wow. Frank Salacy. I got that right this time, right? Salacy?
Yeah.
Salacy. All right, I got it. All right, it took me two times, but I got it. Explain why Lake Erie. Why does this impact Lake Erie more than any of the other lakes?
Sure. Well, you know what? There's algal blooms in Lake St. Clair, and the algal blooms in Lake Erie affect southeast Michigan, Ontario, and northwest Ohio, and including now the algal bloom right now is stretching all the way to Cleveland, believe it or not. It is rivaling the record algal bloom of 2011, And what makes the western basin of Lake Erie so susceptible is that it's very, very shallow. The average depth out there, believe it or not, for the western basin of Lake Erie is 12, 15, really no more than 20 feet, and so the water gets warm. That is conducive to algal bloom growth. The other reason is that the largest river, the largest watershed that flows into the Great Lakes, all the Great Lakes, is the Maumee River watershed that drains 8 million acres of farmland from northwest Ohio, northeast Indiana, and southeast Michigan. That watershed and those series of watersheds that flow into the western basin drains a lot of agriculture. And as rainfall goes up, the monitoring shows that the level of phosphorus goes up. In other river systems, the rainfall goes up, the amount of phosphorus goes down because it's diluted in those other rivers. But because there's so much farmland flowing into the western basin, as the rainfall goes up, the amount of actual phosphorus that's getting blown out into the lake goes up as well. And so there's sort of a number of different factors, the warmness of the water and the amount of farmland that gets drained into the western basin.
Now, reading from the National Wildlife Federation and the Ohio Environmental Council press release, it says, Kelly Fry, the Ottawa County sanitary engineer, recently told the Toledo Blade that if you don't clean up the lake, we're never going to fix this problem. But to actually prevent this ongoing problem, according to this release, we need to curb the unsustainable amounts of phosphorus flowing into the lake in the first place. Frank Selassie from the National Wildlife Federation, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Have a great day.